We had some breaking news right before we walked into the studio. So breaking that I asked Weir about it on his way out. And he said, no, I hadn't heard that. Speaking of ill.
What's going on?
You're going to be ill when I give you the update out of Kerr County, Texas. Those devastating floods that took the lives of all of those little girls, staff members. You all remember the horrifying story, right?
Well, it was more than just those girls. I mean, they were homeowners. And
so they're having some emergency like hearing today, you know, like a post debrief. What the hell happened? Why weren't more people warned?
It's just part of the investigation.
Yeah, that this could flood its banks. It had happened before. Like all of the debrief stuff that officials do.
Okay.
Moments ago from the New York Times, the head county emergency official of Kerr County says he was ill and sleeping as the Texas floods hit. It is the first time he explained his whereabouts when the Guadalupe River burst its banks.
And this is the head of what?
The emergency management coordinator for all of Kerr County, Texas.
So the top dog?
The guy.
Huh. And he slept right through it, huh?
He testified today that he was sick and asleep as the floodwaters rose in the middle of the night, eventually killing 108 people. The admission by the official, William B. Thomas IV, came at the start of an extraordinary hearing held by state lawmakers in a packed convention center in the city of Kerrville, a short walk from the banks of the Guadalupe River, which surged to record levels in the pre-dawn darkness July 4th. Hundreds of residents attended the hearing. Many of them hoped to testify in what was expected to be an emotional session lasting more than 12 hours. The hearing began with 3.5 hours of testimony from county officials, including Mr. Thomas, the county's emergency management coordinator since 2015. He had not spoken publicly since the flood as questions were raised about where he was and why neither he nor anyone else in the county had issued warnings about the rapidly worsening situation along the river. This is his quote. I want to directly address questions about my whereabouts. He explained that he had always planned to be off work that day to fulfill a commitment to my elderly father, that because of a progressing illness, he had stayed home. I stayed in bed throughout July 3rd and did not participate in the regularly scheduled 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Texas Emergency Management Coordination Center coordination calls.
Now, is he the only one with the power to issue those warnings? And also, I thought we had heard that warnings were issued, just not in a timely fashion. And there was also another story that I had read that some people at the camp had delayed their reaction to the warnings as well. And they think that may have led to some of the devastation.
Well, there were warnings that were issued. I think, and I don't know if everybody got the warnings. For example, there was a tornado warning for Johnson County. What was it, a month ago, 2 months ago? Dana got it on her phone.
And you didn't.
I did not get it on my phone. And it happened in the middle of the show.
Right.
By the way, this emergency management coordinator has years of experience in the disaster response industry. Mm-hmm. He previously worked at the Texas Department of Public Safety and helped coordinate the response to Hurricane Katrina. So, you know, he has years of experience in these things. Now, does the absence of any county's emergency management coordinator lead to death? I'm asking. I don't know.
Does he not have a deputy to whom he can call and say, "Hey, Gary, it's Tom. I'm really sick. I'm not feeling up to snuff. I'm gonna lay down and take a nap. And then you're in charge. If God forbid anything were to happen. I mean, when boss leaves, we all know that. I don't know how this ever happened. Sam is in charge.
They assailed Mr. Kelly.
Well, and he mentioned that he planned to have the day off already for the July 4th holiday. Is he not allowed a day off?
Listen
to this.
He
is allowed a day off or unless all hell breaks loose.
Here's why this is so bad. Mr. Thomas, as the county's emergency management coordinator, oversees the response to all these things, right? He works under the county's judge, Judge Rob Kelly, who is the top-ranking official in the county.
Don't let the word judge fool you. That's what they call them down in Texas. They're really city or county commissioners.
Mr. Kelly testified. So now we've got Mr. Thomas, who's sound asleep. Judge Kelly testified Thursday that he had been at his second home away when the flooding hit and only returned when the scale of the floods became apparent the next day. The Texas lieutenant governor was sitting on the committee hearing, assailed Judge Kelly for what he said was his absence. I never saw you on day one. I came here from Austin. I talked to the sheriff. I talked to the mayor. We had meetings. Where was everyone? The three men in Kerr County who were responsible for sounding the alarm were all effectively unavailable at the height of the emergency.
So let me ask you something. How is that even possible? We, the three of us, have a dumb little radio show in the afternoon. All right, hear me out on this. We are not responsible for life. We are not responsible for safety. All we do is blah, 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 and maybe inform or entertain people throughout the afternoon. But the three of us have a policy that only one can be gone at a time. Dana and I cannot take the same day off. Sam and I cannot take the same day off. Sam and Dana cannot take the same day off. We have to have two people on the show at all times.
The judge was away. The sheriff didn't wake up until 4:20 in the morning.
Did nobody call
him? And the emergency management coordinator testified he was sick.
Well, I don't care how sick you are. When there's something like that going on, you go to work. I don't care if you have to put Depends undergarments on.
Yeah, at first I was willing to come to the defense of the emergency coordinator considering the circumstances, but now that I know that all three were out in some capacity, no. Where were you,
this
bro?
This is unconscionable. And one of the neighboring county folks testified that we were up at 2, 3 in the morning. We had an uneasy feeling about it. Like, they mobilized people around 3, 4 a.m.
Well, they were in issuing the county warnings that was next door. 1:15 in the morning.
Yes.
The first warnings were going out. And I don't believe it was at 1:15 where it was a warning, but it was a, hey, pay attention. We're getting a lot of rain. There's much more in the forecast, and this system may park over Kerr County.
So what is it when your top three people in charge of an emergency are gone in an emergency? Is it that...
It's poor management.
Oh, my God. Or is it you just don't think it's going to happen? Said the guy that responded to Hurricane Katrina. That doesn't make sense either,
but,
Scott.
But Dana, like, to go back 2 minutes from now, we do a dumb radio show, and we have a policy that two people have to be on the show no matter what. There only one person can be gone at any given time. And all we do is a radio show.
Well, and to Dana's point, maybe there is a chance they saw the rain was coming. They know it's a floodplain. It floods all the time. It's never anything big. You know, the water is going to rise a little bit. It'll go back down. Maybe they didn't foresee the aggressive nature of this particular storm, and they thought to themselves, oh, it'll be fine. We'll deal with that building on Monday.
The judge got a phone call at 4:56 a.m., a frantic phone call from somebody in that chain. It was 4 hours after the National Weather Service said flash flooding was heading to Kerr County.
Mm-hmm.
4 hours later.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.